Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. We are on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal, Ilan Eshmas, David Tzvi, Ben Dov, Mordechai. Okay, here we go. So we're up to talking about, we're on one, two, three lines from the bottom. Talking about Avadim and acquiring Avadim. So Rav Yehuda Handua Ger. Rav Yehuda from the town of Handua, wherever that is, Rashi says it's, not Rashi, Rashi says Eretz Kush. Eretz Kush, the land of Kush. Anyway, he was a Ger. She'ain lo Yarshim. He didn't have any Yarshim. So whatever he owned was going to become Hefker when he died. Because that's not really Yarshim. He's a Ger. Havichalash, he got sick. So he was dying. All Marzutra Lishluye Bay. Marzutra came up there to visit him. Chaziah, he saw the Takifle Almatova, that he was holding by going into the next world. He was really like a ghost ace already. He was mamash going into the next world. So Amalila Avde. So Marzutra said to the Ger's Eved, he said to the Eved, Shalif li misanoi, take my shoes, Vamtinhu lebesa, and go to my house. Why did he do that? Because, well, we'll see in a minute, it's a machlokas. Why did he do that? The pashtus, the reason he did it was because he wanted to acquire this guy as an Eved. Now, the halacha is that if a Ger, anyone, dies and does no Yarshim, so what if you're a regular Jew, you always have Yarshim. But if you're a Ger, you have no Yarshim, so what's going to happen when he dies? The Eved's going to become free. Why? Because he's going to become Hefker, he's going to be Makta himself. Says Marzutra, I don't want that to happen. Once he's free, how am I going to make him an Eved? So what I'll do is I'll tell him to go take the shoes to my house. He's going to die in the next 15 minutes. It's going to take you more than 15 minutes to do that. So by the time this person, this Rav Yehuda, the Ger, dies, he'll be doing work for me, and I will acquire him right away before he even has a chance to acquire himself. Because he's doing work for me while right now it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to this guy, this Ger. This Ger's going to die. So when he dies, he'll be in the middle of being osik for me. I will acquire him immediately before he has a chance to acquire himself, and therefore he'll be mine. Okay? Now, Ikedi Amri, some say, Gadol Haya. He was a Gadol. This Evid was an adult, and that was why he did this whole thing. So the question that the Mefarshim say, I think Rabbi Chanan answers this question, how does that work? Lamaisa, the moment the master dies, he acquires himself as a free man. So I'm carrying my shoes to there. It's a big deal. So he explains, no, he purposely, it's not the shoes, it's not carrying the shoes that was going to do it. It was the fact that when the Ger died, the Eved would be in Marzutra's house. And then he would acquire him as a Kenyan Chatzar before he had a chance to acquire himself. It's not working through chazaka because the problem is carrying shoes is not enough of a chazaka. It's not enough of an act. It's carrying my shoes. It's not enough of an act. Okay, either way, either it's chazaka or it's chazaka. It doesn't make a difference. Now, so some say that it was a gadol. Zeh pirish lemisa v'zeh pirish l'chayim. Right? So he was going to go straight from death to life. In other words, the master was going to die and the Eved was not going to require himself as freedom. The ikadi army, others say, no, katan hava. He was a katan. He was a 10-year-old boy. Udulo ka abishol, not like abishol. Did Tanya, because we learned ger shemes. If a ger died, ubizbizu yisrael nechazav, and so everyone's coming to raid the house because he has no relatives. Everyone's raiding the house to take whatever they want from the ger. V'hayu behen avadim, and there are avadim bein gedol bein ketanim kanu atzman. Right, bnei chorin. Whether or not they're adults or children, they become free. Why? On the moment of death, it takes you a few minutes to get from your house. Everyone, right? They send out an email that the Ger died. Whatever you want, go to the guy's house. Take whatever you want. Want the couch? Go take the couch. So you're allowed to do that. The first one who gets it, gets it. That's the halacha by the Nichse Ger. What about the Avadim? The Avadim are sitting in the house. They're watching the master die. The minute he dies, they become free. That was Marzutra's whole cheshbon, right? I don't want that to happen. So Tanakama here holds. Even if the 10-year-old kid also becomes free. Abishal Omer, no. Gedolim, Kono Atzman. It's true, they become free. But Bnei Chorin. But Kitanim, how do they become free? Says Abishal. Kol HaMukzik, Behen Zacha Behen, you whoever gets there first. So they're in limbo state. So obviously, since Marzutra, says Rashi, since Marzutra went to do this to the Eved, he was a katan. It must be that Marzutra didn't hold on Kavashal.
He was a Kavashal. He wasn't the first one to grab.
That's what Tosa says. That's what Tosa says. Tosa says, first of all, we passed him like Abishol. We passed him like Abishol. So how on earth could Marzutra argue on a Tana? We passed him that way. He proves in this big Tosfos here that we passed him that way. Second of all, it should have said Tosfos, Ukirabanon. What do you mean do loka Abishol? And not like Abishol. We should say that he passed him like the Rabbanon. Therefore, Tosfos changes the girsa. He changes it to say, Uka Abishol. Just like Abishol. Why did he run there to do this? Because he wanted to make sure he got him. Right? If it's a race to the Gear's house, he's not gonna be the first one. He's a slow man. But if he already had him doing work for him, carrying his shoes to his house while the Gear was still alive, and then at the moment of death, where's this guy? Where's this 10-year-old boy? He's in Mazutra's house. And Mazutra acquires him. So it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Fine. Okay. Fine. Next. The Kohen is Atzmo Bekesef, and he acquires himself with Kesef. Right, who's that? That's an Eved Ivri acquires himself with Kesef. Bekesef, now, there was a machlokas there in the Mishnah. This is not an easy Gemara at all. The Mishnah said as follows. Reb Meir held, just to remember the sheet, Reb Meir held, that an Eved, everyone holds, an Eved Ivri an Eved Kenani can be freed with Kesef and Shtar. Reb Meir held, the Kesef has to come from a third person. That means, Reuven, a third person, is going to give the master money to free the Eved, but the Shtar can come from the master straight to the Eved. And the Chacham held the exact opposite. The money can come from the Eved himself to the master. How does the Eved have money? Rasha kona Eved kona Rabbo. How does the Eved have money? The Gemara will talk about it. And a shtar can only come when the master gives the shtar to a third party on behalf of the Eved. That's the machlokas in the Mishnah. And then the last thing the Mishnah said was, even though the Chachamim hold that the Eved can pay the master himself, the money has to come from a third party. So in other words, Reuven has to give the Eved money, which the master does not own, and then the Eved gives that money to the master. Okay? Says the Gemara, Kesef ayadei acherim in. So the only time Reb Meir holds that Kesef will work is if it comes from a third party. Aval lo ayadei atzmo. But not if it comes by himself. In other words, if the Eved has money, that money will not work to free himself. He can't, here, master, I found $100 in the street, I'm going to redeem myself now, I'm going to free myself. It doesn't work. Why? B'mayaskinon. So what are we talking about over here? Ilema shalomi daito. If you hold that it's shalomi daito, in other words, the Eved doesn't know about it, he doesn't know that this is happening, he doesn't know that Reuven wants to free him. Michti, wait a minute. Shmanule, we know that according to Reb Meir, the Amar who says, Chovul Eved Shiyatza Miyad Rabba Lecheres. It's a chov to go free, according to Reb Meir. Why is it a chov to go free? Because he no longer has a Shifcha Kenanis. He can marry any Jew. He can marry anybody. He's a Jewish guy now, he's going to be freed. The answer is, there's more Hefkerus with a Shifcha Kenanis, and that's what he prefers. So it's a chov. It's a chov. It's machlokas over here. Tosfos holds. We'll talk about it in a minute. Vitanina, and we learned zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav. You can do a good thing for a person if he doesn't know about it. But vein chovin lo el b'fanav. You can only do a good thing for somebody if you know a bad thing for somebody if he knows about it. So you can't free an eved if he doesn't know about it. He doesn't want to be free. He'd rather be an eved. So you can't free him without his knowledge. El pshita the medaito. It's obvious that the eved knows about it. V'ha'kamashmalon, and here's the chiddush, ayadei acherim in, only if a third party knocks on the door and says to the master, Master, can I please see the Eved? Eved, you hear what's going to go on right now? I know you don't prefer this, but I'm freeing you. I'm going to pay your master. One minute, where are we? V'ha'kamashmalon, ayadei acherim in, ayadei atzmo lo, alma, ein kinyin le'eved below rabo. There's no way to do a kinyin here without the master being involved. Why? Because since it's a chov, and as Rashi explains, that the basically there's no way that an Eved has any kinyanim on his own. Eved doesn't own kinyanim on his own. The only way it's going to work is through the master. Ihachi, if so, Ema Seifa, then why won't a shtar work? B'shtar ayde atzmo in ayde acherim lo. So then why can't the master give the shtar to a third party on behalf of the Eved? Why does he have to give the shtar to the Eved himself? It doesn't make any sense. V'i midaito ayde acherim my lo. Why can't the master give the shtar to a third person? Here, Reuven, I'm giving the shtar to you on behalf of my Eved who doesn't want to go free. Here it is. Why can't that work? No. Oh, the Mishnah said only you can only give a shtar to the Eved himself. Why? What does the Mishnah mean when it says ayde atzmo? Af ayde atzmo, even himself, and of course to a third party. First of all, that's not true. V'kamash malon the gito biyado born ke'echad, and the chiddush is that a get and his freedom come at the same moment. Because we have a principle, Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabo. So whatever the Rav gives the Eved, he's really giving to himself. It's picking it from one pocket and putting it in a different pocket. So how on earth can a master ever free his Eved by giving him a shtar? He's giving a shtar to himself. No, the answer is that the shtar and the freedom come at the exact same moment. We spoke about that already. The minute he gives him the shtar, he gives him his freedom too. V'halotonach, he doesn't say that. That's not true. The Tanya, the mayor doesn't hold that. The Tanya, b'shtar ayde atzmo v'lo ayde acher, they were a mayor. So Amar Abaya, so Abaya says, no. Lo'olam shalom midaito. The truth is, the Eved doesn't know about it. Aye, it's a chov. How can he be freed without his knowledge it's a chov? He can't do a chov only b'fanav. So the Mazi, you know what? The shiny kesef. Kesef is different. The giving of kesef will break the rule of chov. You know why? Ha'vil v'kani le'bal karche. Since you can buy an Eved bal karcha, the Eved has no say in the matter. You can free him against his will too. Aye, it's a chov, it breaks the rule. Aye, normally has to be fun of, not in this case. Why? Because he goes in bal karcha, he can go out bal karcha. Ihaki shtar nami, shtar also. Shtar also, so give the shtar to a third party. After all, you can buy him with a shtar bal karcha, you can free him with a shtar bal karcha. Why do you have to give it to him? So Gemara says, no. Hai shtar ulachud, the hai shtar ulachud. The heter, the reason why we're going to allow to give the money bal karcha is because it's money is money. But a shtar is totally different. A shtar to buy, to acquire the Eved, that can be done bal karcha. But a shtar, it's a different document. A different document. That has to be done b'fun of. Therefore, we can only give it to the Eved himself. Aye. Hachanami haikaspa l'chud v'haikaspa l'chud. What do you mean? I was money to take him in, and I was different money. So why does the money could be violate the rule of chov in chov and all of el b'fanov? So the Gemara says no. Tiva miachadhu. It's all coins. In other words, the nature of money doesn't change. It's cash. So he bought him with cash. He could get rid of him with cash. But the nature of the shtar shichrur is entirely different than the nature of the shtar of acquiring. Since they're so different, that has to be done only b'fanov. That has to be only given to the Eved himself. Kesef. Goodbye, Bar Karcha. Let it out, Bar Karcha. Aye, it's different kesef? Yeah, but it's all the same thing. It's all kesef. Shtar, the two shtar are totally different. That's Abaye's answer. Rava Amar, a similar answer. Kesef, Kabbalas Rabo Garmalo. The master has to accept it in order for the Eved to go free. Therefore, we're going to say that can be done even without the Eved's knowledge. In other words, in order to free an Eved with Kesef, what happens? You give the Rav Kesef. How do you free an Eved with a shtar? The Rav gives the Eved the shtar. The thing that's being transferred is going in different directions. When it comes to Kesef, I want to free the Eved, you have to give the Rav Kesef. To free the Eved with a shtar, the Rav gives the shtar. The thing that's being given is going in opposite directions. When it comes to Kesef, it's going to the master. When it comes to a shtar, it's going to the Eved. Right? Therefore, Kesef, Kabbalah's Rav or Garmalo, the Kesef, the Rav, giving it to the Rav is what causes the freedom. Shtar, Kabbalah's Acherim Garmalo. By ishtar, it's giving the thing to other people that causes it to happen. So therefore, explains Rashi, when it comes to kesef, anybody can do that. But when it comes to the shtar, since it's going in the direction of the eved, it has to be given to the eved himself. Okay? Okay. Now, I told you it's not easy. It's getting harder now. The Chacham Omer. The Chacham said the exact opposite. What they say? They said, kesef al yidei atzmo. Kesef can be given by the eved himself. But a shtar, that can only be given to a third party. Right? We just explained the Gemara how that doesn't make any sense. Now we're going to say it's exactly the case. Now, kesef...
Do we have any of these problems by
Neved Ivri? No. No, because there's no such rule like that by Neved Ivri. An Neved Ivri is a regular Jew. The only thing different, there's only two differences. A, he's working for this guy, and B, he's allowed to marry Shifra Kananis. That's it. The guy's walking down the street, he sees a diamond ring, he can pick it up and keep it for himself. No question about it.
It's only the fact that
Eved Kanani is called Kenyan Kasa. And Eved Kanani can eat truma. They're not even Jewish. He's allowed to eat truma. You know why? Because it's considered property. I don't know. And Eved Ivri can eat truma of a Kohen? No. No way. Now, v'cham om kesef ayde atzmo. Kesef ayde atzmo in ayde acherim lo. Kesef only you have to give the Eved himself. The Eved can do it himself. But a shtar, that has to be given to a third party. Amai. Why? Why is that true? Nihi nami de shalomi daito. Very good that he doesn't know about it. Shmana lehu l'rabbanon, because Rabbanon hold the armory. Zechus hu shiatzei mitachas yidei rabbo l'cheret. It's a zechus to go free. Why is it a zechus to go free? Because you can do mitzvahs now. It's a zechus to be a Jew. Now how could that be? How could the same thing be a chov and a zechus? So, right? The mayor holds it's a chov and the chacham holds it's a zechus. So, what? Right, so Tosfos says that everyone agrees that going free is a chov. But the Chacham says that everyone agrees it's a downside. The question is, what outweighs what? Does the zechus outweigh the chov? The Chacham says 100%. What, so he loses one thing. What's the one thing he loses? He loses the shifcha. But look what he gains. Right? Look what he gains. What does he gain? He gains all the mitzvahs that say shazman grama. Right? That's what he gains. Right? So that's a bit unbelievable. Right, he could not sit in a sukkah, and he could shake a lulav. Unbelievable. That outweighs the Shifcha Kananis issue. So, v'tanina, zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav, v'ein chovin lo'ela b'fanav. You could do a good thing for a person who's not in his presence. You could do a good thing for a person. Therefore, the shtat, so therefore, in v'chi tema, so then, if that's true, v'chi tema mai al yidei atzmo, it means af al yidei atzmo, v'kamash malon, d'yesh kinyin le'evet below rabo. Therefore, the money can be given to by himself. Ihachi ema seifa. Wait a minute. If that's true, that what? That the zachin la adam, then b'shtar ayde acherim v'lo ayde atzmo. Then why could the shtar only be given to a third party? It can't be given to the eved himself. Why not? V'ha kaim alon degito v'yada born ke'echad comes at the same moment. Why not? When it says that he can give the get to other people, it means but he could certainly give it to himself, to the Eved himself. But we learned it's a zechus. So what do we say? We're saying that both cases, whether it's shtar or kesef, should be given straight to the Eved. If that's true, then the Mishnah, according to the Chachamim, should have written it together. Bekesef ubishtar bein ayyadei acher bein ayyadei atmo. Should have said that. Ella, kesef, bein ayyadei acherim, bein ayyadei atmo. Ein achinami. Kesef can be done both ways. Bishtar, ayyadei acherim, v'lo ayyadei atmo. The shtar can only be given to a third party. Why? Because now we're throwing in, according to Rashi, we're throwing in a third Tana into the Mishnah. Who's that third Tana? Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Who? It's Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Titania. Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Omer. Af b'shtar al yedei acherim v'lo al yedei atmo v'shalosh machlokes b'davar. And there's three machlokes is going on in the Mishnah. I have a chart. So according, I don't know if the Arsa has a chart. I don't know. So according to Rashi, it's a great chart here in the Masifta. So according to Rashi, everybody agrees. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, why is it that a shtar ayde atzmo doesn't work because he doesn't hold that a get and a yad come at the same moment? So how could you give it to him? You're giving it to yourself. He doesn't hold from that principle.
Kesef?
How could you give the kesef? Because it's a chus to go according to Kesef, Aide Atzmo. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. According to Rashi Malazar, it does not work either. It always has to be given to the others. Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. You can give the kesef on the condition that Mesa doesn't have it. That's on my base. According to who? It's a through machlokas now. So you want to go through it? So according to a mayor, kesef ayde atzmo does not work. Why not? Because you can't be kohen and evan without a rav. According to kesef ayde acher will work. Why? Because the rav will accept on his behalf. According to the shtar, that works. Why? What about shtar through a third party? It doesn't work because it's a chov. That's a mayor. The chachamim hold kesef, giving the kesef directly, that works. Right? Giving the kesef through a third party, that also works. Giving the shtar to the eved himself, that works. And giving a shtar to a third party also works. All works. Now, Shimon Elazar, we throw in, he holds, no, it has to be given directly. It has to be given to a third party by both, because it doesn't hold of getting the other bond gather. That's this very long Rashi of Shalosh Machlokas Bedavar. Right. Shimon Elazar also makes a split. Shimon Elazar makes a split between Atzma and Acheru. But he agrees that both Shtar and Kesef will both work. Right, Rameir hold, right.
Shimon Elazar says that everything has to be done by the
Acheru. Right.
The Chachamim say everything can be done
directly.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
We argue whether it's a schus or not.
Right. So that's a machlokas.
Typically, by non-Jew becoming a ger, we would discourage them by saying, oh, it was mitzvah, it's a chov. It's still a chov, no? Is that the standard fine line when someone's been
dying? Is that the chov? Why do we discourage? No, I always thought that the reason we discourage them is because the society is built in such a way where it certainly is a chutz to shake a lulav. The question is he going to shake a lulav his whole life? Or when his father dies and he can't sit shiva and he's going to get all upset, right? His biological father is going to die. His biological father is a guy living in Idaho and he can't sit shiva. It's not allowed. I know a guy that happened to that. And he became not frum. He was a guy who was such a frum person. Such a frum guy. And his father died and he couldn't sit shiva for him and that's it. He went off to derech. He didn't grow up as a Jew. He's a total ger, but he was such a frum guy. His father died, he wasn't allowed to sit shiva. His father's a guy. And he couldn't deal with it. That's what I always thought. I know a person like that. The guy lives in Maine now, he's totally not religious. He was a total ger. He's going to have to answer for that. That's a big responsibility. Right? It's a big responsibility. That's why I thought we discouraged geru. That's what I thought. Maybe I don't know. Maybe that factor comes into play. I don't know. Okay. Next. Amar Rava. My time with Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Why does Reb Shimon ben Elazar hold like that? So the answer is Gomar Lola Ma'isha. Ma'isha ad seyot to get l'rishus she'ena shalo. Af eved nami ad seyot to get l'rishus she'ena shalo. Fine. Very good. He learns that from Isha. Boy Rava. Rava asked the following question. You ready for this question? Lirab Shimon ben Elazar. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Eved Kenani, Mashiyath Sheikh Lakabo get miad rabo. Can Eved Kenani appoint a shliach? Can an Eved Kenani appoint a shliach to accept the get on his behalf? Since we say we have a Gzereshava la la ma'isha, ki'isha. And Isha could do it. Why can't he? Oh, Dilma, or maybe Isha, a woman, the Ihi Matzi Mekabelet Gita Shliach, a woman, if she wants, since she can accept it herself, she has the right to appoint the Shliach, Nami Matzi Mashive, Eved, in Eved, the Ihu Lo Mekabel Gita. He has no right, according to Shimon Elazar, to accept the get on his behalf. Gita Shliach Nami Lo Matzi Mashive. So maybe he can't appoint the Shliach either. It's Tosvos. What kind of question is this? If a person can accept the get on the shliach's behalf, that's for sure he holds you allowed to do. Shliach can do it on a third party, can accept the get on behalf of the Eved, yeah? Yeah! So why can't he appoint a shliach?
What is the third party?
So Tosfos says that, of course, a Baal can give a get to someone else. You know why? because the Baal is in the driver's seat. The Baal decided, I'm going to give the get to you on behalf of my Eved. But if the Eved appoints the Shlech himself, the Baal has nothing to do with that. Who said the Baal agreed to that? Right? That's the Gemara Safek. That's Rabbi Safek. Who said the Baal agreed to that?
Giving the
shtar, so that now the Tosfos discusses the issue of Zuchia and Shlichus. Giving the shtar to the third party on the Rav's say so is called Zuchia. I'm being Zocha, the evidence of freedom. Who said, says Tosfos, who said that works by Shlichus as well? Which is the whole discussion whether Zuchia is Mitam Shlichus. Who said it works by Shlichus? By Zechiah, it worked. Who said it works by Shlichus? That's the Gemara Safek. Does it work by Shlichus? That was the Gemara. It's exactly the question. Tosfos gives a second answer that... we'll leave a second answer for now. Okay, now, Basar Deboi Hadar Pashtal. After he asked that question, he answered it. La Lama Isha. Ki Isha, he could do it. He could do it. Just like a woman could do it, so too an Eved could do it. Wait a minute. Ela Had Amar of Huna Bereidu of Yeshua. But what about what Rav Huna said in the name of Yeshua? Hani Kahani. Kahanim. All Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shluchim de Rachmaninin who? They are the Shluchim of Hashem. They must be a Shluch of Hashem. Why is a Kohen offering sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash? Is he my Shluch? I can't do it. I'm not a Kohen. Is he my Shluch? What's the answer? No! He's Hashem's Shluch. Why? Because if you're going to tell me he's my shliach, is there ever such a thing? I can't do something. The inu mati avdi, and I can appoint a shliach to do it. Such a thing? I can't shech the carbon like shechting I can do because a zohar could shech. I can't do kabbalah sadam and zmikas sadam. Well, I'll do that. I can appoint a shliach to do it for me. Can't do it myself. It must be that therefore that Kahanim are shliach of Hashem. Now, the ha avda, what about an Eved? The ihu lo mati mikabel gita, right? An Eved can't accept a get on his own behalf. The shliach mati mashve, and a shliach he can appoint? That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, v'lohi, it's not true. The difference is as follows. Yisrael lo shaychi b'toras kabanos klal. Yisrael has no shaychis at all to kabanos. He has no, he's not even going to go into the Kodesh. Can't even walk in there. Not even shaych. Eved shaych begitin. In Eved is shaych in Gittin. How? The Tanya, because we learned, Nirin HaDvar, it appears to be, Sha Eved mekabal gito shel chaveiro, miyad rabba shel chaveiro. Ruve, in Eved A, let's say you have Reuven and Shimon. And each Reuven and Shimon each have a vadim. Shimon can give a shtar shichwar to Reuven's Eved to free Shimon's Eved. You're allowed to do that. In other words, what the halacha is, you have to give it a shliach. You have to give the shtar shichwar to a third party. Can that third party be someone else's Eved? The answer is yes. 100%. But you can't, if Reuven has two avadim, he can't free one Eved by giving the shtar shichur to the other Eved. Why? Because Mashakar Eved Kana Rabba. I can give it to someone else's Eved, not my own Eved. So what do you see from here? That by Karbonos, we say, since I can't make a shliach, I can't make a shliach. Therefore, Kahanim must be the shliach of Hashem. Right? When it comes to Avadim, since they're in the parasha of accepting, we don't say that rule. Okay? Now we have for a few minutes, we'll discuss this. Rashi says, so therefore, what if you make a neder not to be neder from that Kohen? One minute. What if you make a neder not to be neder from such a Kohen? You walk into the Beis Hamikdash to bring your shlamim, and lo and behold, that Kohen's on duty. Can he bring your carbon? So Rashi says 100%. He's not your shliach. He's Hashem's shliach. Right? He's not your shliach. He's Hashem's shliach. Okay? That's what Rashi says. Tosfos would ask, so how come I'm sorry. So he can't. One second. What? Right. So he can.
Right.
So he can. Fine. However, the Gemara in the Nedarim on Daf Lamed Hay had a whole discussion about whether or not Kahanim are Ashlichim or the Shliachs of Hashem. And the Gemara in the Nedarim didn't answer the question. The Gemara in the Nedarim left it open. So why didn't the Gemara in the Nedarim bring Rav Huna right here to say that we have an answer? The answer is, they're Hashem Shlichim. Why didn't the Gemara do that? So Tosfos gives one answer. Tosfos says, first of all, because the Gemara wanted to find a Tanoic source, not Rav Huna. Rav Huna is lovely, but he's an Amora. The Gemara wanted to find a Tana who said it, and we didn't have a Tana. Fine, that's a very technical answer. The Tosfos gives a different answer. I'm sorry, the Ramban says, the Ramban's answer is, everyone asks this question. The Gemara did not have a Suffolk. Here we answer the Suffolk. Right? So the Ramban says that when Yisroel here, then we certainly say it's a Shliach of Hashem. The question in the Dorim was, what if a Kohen comes to bring a carbon? Then the other Kahanim, are they the Shliach of Hashem also, or are they the Shliach of the bringer? That was the Gemara Suffolk in the Dorim. Different Suffolk. Okay. Okay? That's the Ramban. Tosfos gives two answers. One answer about the Tanaim and the Amorayim. The second answer Tosfos gives is as follows. Tosfos gives that the Gemara in the Dorim knew about Rav Huna. 100%. The Gemara knew about Rav Huna. But the suffix was, are Kahanim also our Shluchim? Are they also our Shluchim? Right? The Gemara here says, Rav Huna says, the Kahanim are Shluchim of Hashem. But are they also our Shliach? That was the Gemara suffix in the Dorim. Okay? And then, if that's true, then they would not be able to bring a carbon if you mudr hana. I make an eder against the Kohen, he would not be able to. Why? Because he's also my shliach. That was the Gemara Safek in the Dharm. You hear that, Michael? That was the Gemara Safek in the Dharm. Okay? Asks Rabbi Hanan, but wait a minute. The Gemara here said that anything you can't do, you can't make a shliach to do. So how could that be the Safek of the Gemara in the Dharm? The Gemara is it also, but I can't do it. How can I make a shliach? How can that be the suffix? That's Rabbi Chanan's question. Okay? You understand the question? You ready for the answer? This is very cool. Here we go. What? Exactly. They're not shayach. Exactly. Therefore, how could Tosfos say that the Gemara in the Dorm wanted to know, is a Kohen also a shliach of a Jew? He's for sure the Shliach of Hashem. That's the Gemara here says. Is he also our Shliach? So Rav Chanan says, what kind of answer is that? The Gemara here says, if you can't do it yourself, you can't afford the Shliach. So how can he also be our Shliach? It's not true. So what's Tosfos saying? Says Rav Chanan, there's two types of Shlichas. Two different types of Shlichas. There's a Shlichas where, if there's no Shlichas, the act is not even called an act. For example, if I walk over to your wife, and I give your wife a get on your behalf, and you never told me to do that, is your wife divorced? 100% not. Is that even a maisa? It's not even a maisa. It's not even a maisa. It's not an act. It's nothing. You wasted a piece of paper, you wasted ink, and you handed it to some lady. It's nothing. It's zero. Why? Because there's no shlichas. That's one way of looking at, shlichas. There's another way of looking at shlichas. The act will count. The act happens. The only question we have is, who's responsible? For example, according to Shammai, If Reuven hires Shimon to murder Levi, who's the murderer? Normally we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So if Shimon pulls the trigger, it's Shimon's fault. Shimon's responsible. Says Shammai, as long as I took him, no, Reuven's responsible. He didn't do it. He didn't pull the trigger. Yeah, but he sent the Shliach. Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Now the act, Levi's not alive anymore. Levi's dead. Levi was murdered. Who is responsible for the murder? It depends who is the shliach, who is the shliach and who is the mishaleach, who's the sender? Because if we have a sender, then the sender is going to be responsible. If we don't have a sender, Shimon acted on his own behalf. Shimon's responsible. Is there an act that has value? Yes, someone's dead. When it comes to giving a get to someone else's wife, the act has no value. It's not even an act. When it comes to the murder, there's certainly an act. The question is, who's responsible? It's a question of an act or a question of responsibility. Right? Those are two different ways of looking at Shliach. Now, The idea, I wrote this down because I was scared I wasn't going to be able to say it over. The rule of, if I can't do it myself, I can't appoint someone else to do it, that only applies by the first way of looking at shlichus. Right? If I can't divorce your wife without your permission, I can't appoint the shliach to do it either. If I can't do it myself, I can't appoint the shliach. That only works by the first one. By the second type, right? If the action has power on its own, and it's only a question of responsibility, the act has that value. Levi's dead. The act has power. What's the problem? Who's responsible? Maybe, even if I can't do it, I can appoint the shliach to do it. Right? That's what Tosfos meant. Ein hachinami. I can't. So now, Rav Huna said that Kahanim are the shliach of Hashem. And the Gemara in the Dorm was wondering, but are they also the shliach of you? True. The act has power. That carbon's going to be brought. But maybe I'm going to be responsible. And if I'm going to be responsible, and I have a neder against you, Kohen, then you can't bring it for me. That was the Gemara Safek in the Dorm. Explains Rav Chanan and explaining Tosfos. Amazing? You have to digest it. No, you don't like it? You have to digest it.
So in other words, there's an act that actually occurs.
The act occurs. They have the power. The Kahanim have the power to bring that carbon. The question is, who's responsible for that carbon? If you hold that it's a question of responsibility, maybe it's me. If you hold their my shliach, maybe it's me. I'm appointing the Kohen. What's the nafka mina? If I have a nether against him. If you hold it's only the shliach of Hashem, he could bring it. But if he's also my shliach, who said he could bring it? That is Tosfos' suffix. That's why the Gemara in the Dorm has a suffix. Explains Tosfos. Okay. The Gemara asks, Tosfos Reed asks the following question. Yeah. Why can't the Kohen, we're never going to finish. Why can't the Kohen bring the carbon anyway? After all, mitzvos lav lahanos nitnu. Even if he is my shliach. After all, if I make a neder against somebody that I'm not allowed to have enough from that person. You know that guy's allowed to blow shofar for me? You know that? He's allowed to blow shofar for me. I have a neder against him. I'm allowed to have anah. The answer is, mitzvos weren't given for anah. So why, if there's a neder against the Kohen, why can't he bring the carbon for me? So the answer to Tosfos Reed, because it's an unbelievable answer. Because when a guy's blowing shofar for me, he's not my shliach. He's not shlichus. He's being motzi me. Right? Here, if we're saying it's a shlichus, then it's an issue of neder. Okay. I have more to say, but we're never going to get to it. I want to finish it off. If I have time, I'll get to it. Amar, where am I? Ubavachie kesef mishel acherim. The kesef has to be from someone else. Name of a hakamiflagi. Right? We said that the kesef has to come from a third party to give the money to the Eved, and then the Eved's going to pay the master. So this is exactly what Michael said. Name of a hakamiflagi, the Rebbeir Savor, and kin Eved below Rabba. Rebbeir says, impossible. It's impossible for an Eved to acquire something and the master not acquire something. By the way, the ain't kin yanisha below Bailah. So too with Anisha. For a baran tzavar, yesh kinyin le'eved below rabo, v'yesh kinyin le'isha below baila. No, it could be. It could be. The rule of mashakana, no such rule. Mashakana eved, mashakana rabo, no such rule. Says the Gemara, omer rabo, omer v'sheshes. No. The kuli alma, ain't kinyin le'eved below rabo, v'ain kinyin le'isha below baila. No, everyone holds that. V'hacha b'mayis kiran. Here's the machlokas. The machlokas is going to be, are you allowed to give money to an eved, almanas, that the master doesn't have rights to it? Rameir is going to hold no, and the Chacham is going to hold yes. The Akni Le Acher Mana, a third guy gives the Eved $100. On the condition your master doesn't get rights to it. Rameir Savar Ki Amar Le Kani Eved. The Eved gets it. V'Kani Rabbe. The Rav gets it too. Why? Mashakana Eved Kani Rabbo. V'Ki Amar Le Amanas Lo Amar Klum. And when he says Amanas, we ignore that. Kamale Rabban, Almanas Lo Amaklum, I'm sorry, Almanas Lo Klum, Kamale. Rabban and Savri, no, Kivin Damale Almanas, Ahani Le Tanai. That Almanas works. Therefore, the Eved owns it by himself, but he can't go to Vegas with that money. The only thing he can do with it is buy himself his freedom. The Ahani Leitano, it works. Verbal Lazar Omer, Kolki Haigavna, a slightly different variation. The Kuli Amalo, Pligi, the Kani Evid, Kani Rabbi. Everyone holds, no, the exact opposite, Kani Evid, Kani Rabbi. Vachomayet Giran, Ki go into Akni Le Acher Mana, he acquired for him, he gave him the money. Vachomale, Amanaf, Shetate Bolacheris. On condition you go free. So Rameir Savar, Ki Amale, Kani Evid, Kani Rabbi. Fine, very good. Vichi Amale Almanas, Lo Plunk Amale. The Almanas is rejected. The Rabbanan Savar Lidide Nami Holokani Machnile Daha Lo Amale Ella Almanas Shetate Bolacheros. Because and the Chacham hold the exact opposite, that since you can give it to the Eved on the condition that he goes out free, the master does not acquire it, and therefore he is going to be free. That's the Machlokas in Rabbeinu and the Chachamim. Okay, so we have two more minutes. Getting back to the issue of if you can't appoint someone to do it, if you can't do something yourself, you can't appoint a shliach to do it. Is that a halachic impediment? If I can't do it myself, why can't I do it myself? Because I'm halachically not allowed to do it? Or b'mitzias I'm not allowed to do it? B'mitzias I'm not allowed to do it. Now, there's a Gemara in Nazir. If Reuven says to Shimon, go be Makadesh any woman you want. For me. Go be my shliach to be Makadesh any woman you want. What happens? Then Reuven, who's the shliach? Shimon? Shimon dies. We don't know what happened to him. What's the halacha? Reuven's not allowed to marry anybody in the whole world. Why? Because maybe anybody who he's going to marry is a relative of the person he was Makadosh. Why? Because we assume Shliach does his shlichus. So by the way, the Chassam Sofer asks, that the Chassam Sofer says, that's why Besuel wanted to kill Eliezer. Rabbi Besuel wanted to kill Eliezer. Why? Because we assume Shliach does his shlichus. And what's going to happen? Eliezer is going to be dead, and Yitzchak will have no one to marry. That was Besuel's plan. He's like, we'll have no one to marry. Right? So I saw one of the Mepharshim asked, that was the, according to Chassam Sofer, that was going on here. So I saw someone ask, so why wasn't Avram Choshish for that? Why wasn't Avram Choshish for that? Right? It's a valid Chashash, no? Eliezer dies along the way, it could happen. You can't marry anybody.
He was Choshish for it.
Why?
Because you can't take anyone from Reuven's crowd.
So what? So he's going to go there, what if he dies on the way? I mean, how many girls were there available? I don't know. So the answer is no. You know what the answer is? Because if that happened, then it would be migoy milsa lemafreya that the appointment of the shlichut was a chov. The ain chov in the adam ela b'fanav. Maybe Yitzchak wasn't there, and then the whole thing would be would be bottle anyway. Okay, that's the lumps already. So the Gemara does say that let's say there's a girl in the world. You find a girl in the world has no relatives. She has no relatives. The only relative she has is a sister. But the sister's married. She was married at the time of the shlichus. So you know what? Such a girl you could marry. What were we afraid of? Maybe you were Makadosh the sister? She's a married woman. Now she's divorced, or now the husband died? Yeah, but at the moment of the shlichus, the shliach couldn't do it. Right? As the Gemara says this. At the moment of the shlichus, the shliach cannot be Makadosh the sister. Therefore, you're allowed to marry the girl. What do you see? That b'metzias, even b'metzias, not a halachic impediment, only a metzias impediment, right? Will stop you from. There's another case about a kohen who is sick. Is he allowed to appoint someone else? He can't do the karbon. He's too sick. So can he appoint someone else to do the avoda for him? He's a kohen himself. Can he appoint someone else to do the avoda? There's a gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. It's a big discussion over here. Here we see that an Eved can accept for a friend even though he can't accept himself. You clearly see that's a Metzias issue. Right? So, that's a big discussion. There's a big note of Yehuda here. Alright, we got the Rav Elchanan out. Alright, everyone have a good day and we will continue on Shabbos.